It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, live from SUNY Oneonta, as we get you set for the Section 4 Class D girls semifinals. The winner of this game between Stanford and Delhi will take on Southern Cayuga in Saturday's championship game. That's going to be fun. It's the Chambers and the Hera pregame show. Cork and the crew on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We're going to pause for the starting lineups here. We'll get that all set for you. And when we come back, we'll have tip-off between 4-seed Stanford and 1-seed Delhi. Should be a great game, and the winner will take on Southern Cayuga in the championship game on Saturday. It's the Chambers O'Hara pregame show. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabido Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabido at 1-855-Rabido.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, folks, let's get you our starting lineups here for the Section 4 Class D girls semis between top-seeded Delhi and 4th-seeded Stanford. First for Stanford and head coach Lonnie Nickerson. They will start with senior number 3, Destiny Bertram. Senior number 10, Elizabeth Velakis. They have senior number 14, Haley Steenland. Freshman number 32, Melanie Hoyt. And junior number 33, Madison Hoyt. On the other side for Todd Bruce and his Lady Bulldogs, senior number 2, Logan Bruce. A senior number 5, Olivia Wakin. Senior number 10, Caitlin Finch. Junior number 11, Anna Post. And senior number 15, Brenna Gioffi. Delhi, being the higher seed, is in their home white uniforms with the maroon trim, says Lady Bulldogs in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Stanford is in the road uniforms, being the 4 seed. The purple uniforms with the white trim says Stanford in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. A big thank you to Cork and the crew. They're on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Stop in for great deals. And Cork's just a fun guy to work with when you're buying a new-to-you vehicle. And so is the rest of his staff. And they're great high school sports fans, so I'm sure they're tuning in tonight between Delhi and Stanford. And we are underway. Delhi wins the opening tip as they go right to left. They'll go quickly down low to Olivia Wakin on the baseline. Wakin lost it out of bounds, but it'll stay with Delhi. Southern Cayuga shoots 29% in the first game and still wins 46-36 over South Courtright. Pretty amazing stuff. Inbounds pass to Olivia Wakin at the left elbow. Up and good for Olivia Wakin. Delhi leads 2-0. 7:45 to go in the first quarter. Here is Haley Steenland, one of the leaders here for this Stanford team. Delhi's going to come out with some full court pressure. Bertram up over the top. Will try to wing one back to the left side. Pass was too tall for Madison Hoyt. Out of bounds it goes. And Delhi will pick the ball back up with 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Delhi 2, Stanford nothing. Back up the right side of the floor here for Logan Bruce. At the half court timeline, finds Brenna Gioffi back across for Caitlin Finch. Finch zips one down low for Anna Post at the right low block and back out for Finch at the three-point line. Finch dribble drive to the basket, had her pocket picked by Haley Steenland. Steenland will work it back up the floor on the left side as Stanford goes left to right. Steenland all the way to the bucket, couldn't get it to go, but Melanie Hoyt was there to clean up the mess, and we're tied up at 2 apiece. Bruce quickly in transition. Bruce to the left side for Wakin. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Steenland, and the track meet continues. Steenland up the floor, behind the back dribble, gets to the half-court timeline. Steenland with a bounce pass for Bertram on the left side, and it's just in-your-face defense here for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs so far. To the high post for Melanie Hoyt. Had her pocket picked by Brenna Gioffi, and Delhi looks to run across the half-court timeline. Here is Finch, little floater in the paint. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound here for Wakin, back up top to Bruce. Into the corner for Finch again. Spots up for three, left it short. Rebound loose on the floor, scooped up by Stanford. Bertram will look to dribble out of trouble. With 6:20 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 2-2 between Delhi and Stanford. Ball to the near side. Logan Bruce taps it out of bounds, and Stanford will hold on and keep control here with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Tied up two apiece between the Bulldogs and the Lady Indians here at SUNY Oneonta. The Section 4 Class D semifinals as Olivia Wakin will take a steal here as she snuck up behind Melanie Hoyt there of Stanford and took it away. Finch to find Logan Bruce on the left side of the floor. Again, Delhi going right to left. They'll go to the corner now for Finch. Finch wide open but refuses to take the three. Goes inside for Anna Post, and she is fouled with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, and we're tied 2-2. See who the foul is on here for Stanford. That might be part of the plan, is to go right at the two Stanford bigs and see if you can get them in trouble. Foul will be on freshman Melanie Hoyt, her first team's first. And Anna Post will head to the line here for Delhi. So Post settles in. First shot for Post. Off the back of the rim and no good. So it remains a 2-2 game with 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter here, the Section 4 Class D girls semi. Southern Cayuga defeating SK in the first game tonight. Here's Post. Second shot is good. So Anna Post goes 1 out of 2. And Delhi leads 3-2 with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Back up the floor here for Stanford as they go left to right. Here is Destiny Bertram. Bertram back for Steenland, but Bertram was fouled before she got the pass off by Caitlin Finch. Her first team's first here for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. With 5:50 to go in the first quarter, it's Delhi 3 and Stanford 2. Here is Steenland underneath the basket for Stanford, looking to get it in. She'll go to Hoyt. Hoyt at the foul line. Tosses one up, can't get it to go. A rebound here for Anna Post. Quick outlet pass ahead for Logan Bruce, and Delhi's looking to run. Now for Finch on the left side. Spot up jumper for Finch. It's too strong. Rebound scooped up here by Stanford, and back up the floor. But before they get too far, looks like we'll have a timeout taken here by Stanford head coach Lonnie Nickerson. 5:35 to go, opening quarter, Delhi 3, Stanford 2. We'll be right back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Haley Steenland with the ball at midcourt. She gets tied up with Caitlin Finch. And we will have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to keep it here with Stanford. They will inbound the basketball in front of the scorer's table. Now they go to midcourt here for Velakis. Velakis had her pocket picked, 2-on-1 for Delhi if they can hurry. Wakin ahead for Logan Bruce, who puts it up. Can't get the shot to go. Wakin gets her own rebound and pulls it out of trouble. Goes back out for Logan Bruce on the left side. Bruce down low for Anna Post, who puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Anna Post with 3 points, and she'll go to the charity stripe to have a chance to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. With 5:10 to go in the first quarter, it's Delhi 5 and Stanford 2. So Velakis is going to head to the bench, and Michaela Lynch will check in now for Stanford. Foul for Stanford will be on Madison Hoyt, her first team second. And here is Anna Post to the line. Looking for the three-point play opportunity here from Post. This one is good. So Anna Post now with 4 points. And it is Delhi on top, 6-2 with 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Ball to the near side, knocked out of bounds, right into our broadcast booth here. Luckily, everyone is safe. And Stanford will get the ball back at midcourt, going left to right on your radio dial as they lead or trail 6-2 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Back to the top of the key for Bertram. Bertram back to Lynch. Lynch looking for options. Dribble drive to the right side of the floor. Lynch into the corner. Had it knocked away. Stanford with five on the shot clock. They go to Hoyt. Back off for Steenland. Steenland with three on the shot clock. Has to chuck up a deep three. It's off the mark. Rebound for Bertram. But it didn't hit the rim, so it's going to be a shot clock violation, and the ball will go back to Delhi with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. It's the Delhi Lady Bulldogs leading Stanford 6-2. Logan Bruce will walk it up the floor now for DA. Crossing the midcourt timeline to Finch on the left side. Finch looking for options. Back to the top of the key. Finch with a bounce pass left side. Logan Bruce into the corner now for Waken on a baseline drive. Back up for Bruce. Reverses right side here for Finch. Finch with a pump fake. Steps in for a 10-footer. Skims the front of the rim out of bounds. Off the rebound, and it's going to go to Stanford. Stanford settling in nicely in the half court on defense. But Delhi has done a good job to get out and run and get some early looks and some early buckets, and that's how they have ballooned up this 6-2 lead. The 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Here's Bertram straight away. Tries to pass down low. Pass was too tall there for Melanie Hoyt, and out of bounds it goes. With 4:05 to go in the first quarter, and turnovers have been a problem. 6 turnovers so far for Stanford in the early going. They just don't seem to have any rhythm on offense. So it's Delhi 6, Stanford 2, halfway through the first quarter. Left side of the floor for Logan Bruce. Now for Waken on the baseline. Down low for Anna Post. Back across for Finch. Finch, chest pass for Waken. Back to the left side. She'll reverse again to the right side here for Finch. Running jumper, and she's fouled as she went into the lane and put up the shot. So the foul is going to be on Melanie Hoyt, the freshman, with two fouls here. And you wonder what Lonnie Nickerson, head coach here for Stanford, will do. Will he roll the dice and leave her in? As Finch will head to the line. First shot for Finch is off the back of the rim and no good. Looks like they will go to the bench here. And Liana, let's see. Let's see who Stanford's going to come in here with as Bertram's going to go to the bench as Nickerson just changed his mind. Liana McAuliffe will come in. And Finch back to the line, second shot off the back of the rim and no good. Finch will scoop up the rebound as she followed her shot, goes back here to Giaffi with 3:35 to go first quarter. Tried to feed one back across. Post was looking for Finch and was knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Delhi. Ball underneath the basket will be picked up here by DA. They go to Logan Bruce. Down low on the right low block for Anna Post. It was taken away here by Stanford. They'll bring it back up the floor. So Hoyt's on the bench with two fouls. And they trail 6-2 with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key here for Lynch. Lynch back for Haley Steenland. Stanford having trouble getting things going on offense. Into the corner now. Long shot here for Stanford is off the mark for McAuliffe. And a rebound for Olivia Waken. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Waken takes it all the way to the rim. Now leaves one off for Anna Post. And the shot is up and in. Anna Post finishes it off. She's got 6 points. And Delhi leads 8-2 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lynch to the left side of the floor now finds Melanie Hoyt. Hoyt down low off the glass, and it's no good. Rebound shot here for Giaffi, so Hoyt is back in the game. And it was Bertram who goes to the bench now here for Stanford. So Hoyt's going to play with those two fouls. Into the corner now on the baseline, back up for Waken. So again, Hoyt is in the ball game here for Stanford with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. She'll play with those two fouls as Bertram heads to the bench. Here is Post. Goes up to Finch at the top of the key. Finch, baseline drives down low for Giaffi. She's fouled. Couldn't finish the shot, but will head to the line. Brenna Giaffi was fouled as she went up for that right-handed layup. Foul is going to be on Madison Hoyt, her second and the team's fourth. So the two Hoyt sisters, the two Twin Towers inside for the Lady Indians, with two fouls apiece. And a great start here for DA. Brenna Giaffi with the first shot up and good. So she's got her first points of the night. Brenna Giaffi back to the line. Second shot coming as Delhi leads 9-2 with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Delhi the one seed, Stanford the four. Giaffi's second shot is up and good. So she goes 2 out of 2. And it's 10-2 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Hoyt down the right side of the floor here. Mel takes it to the rim. Shot off the glass is too strong. No good. Waken with the rebound. Delhi looking to run. Ahead now for Logan Bruce. Bruce tosses one up here for Sophia Wakin, who's in the game, but she traveled as she just got a little bit too far in front of herself. Bruce had to save that ball from going out of bounds through a home run pass ahead. Wakin ran onto it there, but took one extra step as she went up for that left-handed layup and traveled. Full court pressure coming here. A little 2-2-1 press, it looks like, from Delhi. Stanford will look to bring it back up the floor. Here is Haley Steenland getting across the midcourt timeline. Steenland at the top of the key as her team trails 10-2. They get it inside for Madison Hoyt. The turnaround shot is up and good. So the two Hoyt sisters have all four of Stanford's points, and it's Delhi 10, Stanford 4. Left side of the floor for Nealis, who's into the ball game. Now back up for Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce looking for options. We'll go to Wakin on the right side. Wakin back to Nealis. Steps in for a long three. It's good for Aileen Nealis from downtown. And Delhi leads 13-4. Steenland gets to the midcourt timeline. Finds Hoyt back across. Pull-up jumper here is up and good for Michaela Lynch. And it's 13-6. And now we're going to have a carry call here against Delhi as they were looking to bring it back up the floor with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Delhi 13, Stanford 6. Head coach Todd Bruce just getting an explanation here from the Zebra crew on the call. Bruce not happy with his team for the turnover as Stanford will get it back, and they're starting to get a little rhythm now with buckets on back-to-back possessions here for Stanford as they trail 13-6 with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor for Katrina Alexander, who's into the ball game. Gets it back for Steenland on the left side. Fires up a three. Steenland too strong on that one. Rebound for Delhi. Olivia Wakin will get it safely into the hands of the point guard, Logan Bruce. Into the paint. Bruce dishes one off for Wakin. Off the glass and good for Olivia Wakin. She has four. And Delhi leads 15-6 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Steenland back across the half-court timeline. Goes to Hoyt. Madison Hoyt. We'll pass one into the left side corner here for Lynch. Lynch gets tied up in a double team. She's sandwiched there. We'll have a jump ball in the possession arrow. We'll go back to Delhi. Anna Baxter checking in now for DA. And heading to the bench will be Olivia Wakin. So this is the thing about this Delhi team as well. They're able to be very deep, bring a lot of different players off the bench, keep those starters rested up. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Delhi 15, Stanford 6. Delhi going right to left. They go to the right side of the floor now for Baxter. Back to Nealis. Scoops one across for Logan Bruce. Bruce looking for options, directing traffic here in the Delhi offense. She goes to Baxter, down low, Sophia Wakin. Pull-up jumper for Wakin is good. And the freshman, sister of Olivia, gets her first shot to go. And it's 17-6 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Steenland back up the floor, left wing side here for Stanford. Steenland gets the ball back, a little give and go there with Katrina Alexander. Steenland fires up a three straight away, gets it to go. Haley Steenland from downtown. Big time bucket there for Stanford, and it's 17-9. Quickly in transition, Olivia Wakin down low to Sophia Wakin. She's knocked out of bounds. The block there by Madison Hoyt flies out of bounds and stays with Delhi with 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Delhi will have one last chance here with 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Delhi 17, Stanford 9. Logan Bruce will look to inbound the basketball. She'll get it into the corner now for Nealis. Nealis pulls up for a jumper as time expires, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter, Delhi 17 and Stanford 9. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter coming up on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
Your
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here on WCDO in our nightcap game. It is Delhi 17 at Stanford 9. Make sure you stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report after this quarter, as we will break down our first game here tonight between South Courtright and Southern Cayuga. Southern Cayuga winning that game 46-36. We'll also talk about BG and Green, as BG was able to advance in the Class C tournament earlier tonight with a 47-34 victory over the Green Lady Trojans. Delhi will have the ball to start the second quarter, 17-9 the score. Starting five is back in now for the Lady Bulldogs at the top of the key. Here's Logan Bruce. Bruce now will find Caitlin Finch. Finch down low. Her bounce pass hits off a leg. Out of bounds, stays with DA with 7:45 to go, second quarter. Again, Delhi 17, Stanford 9. Other winners tonight include BG in Class C and Southern Cayuga in Class D. Logan Bruce with a pull-up jumper off the inbounds play gets her first basket, and it's 19-9 with 7:35 to go in the second quarter. And now a steal by Bruce. Bruce wants to take it to the rim. She's blocked, but Olivia Wakin is there to clean up the mess and put it in. Olivia Wakin with 6 points, and it's Delhi 21, Stanford 9. Back across the midcourt timeline, we'll have a little scuffle here along the left wing. Ball was kicked by Logan Bruce as she was playing defense, and Stanford was trying to dribble through a double team there, so ball out of bounds. We'll come into Stanford at the high post as they trail 21-9 with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Pull-up jumper here for Skylar Schaefer, who's in the game for Stanford. Knocked away. Delhi quickly the other way in transition. Olivia Wakin puts it up and in. Wakin now with 8 points, and it's Delhi 23 and Stanford 9. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. The Lady Bulldogs in control. Right side of the floor now for McAuliffe. McAuliffe tries to feed it back across the top of the zone, intercepted by D.A. Ahead for Wakin. Wakin will look to finish, and she does. Olivia Wakin into double figures with 10 points. It's Delhi 25, Stanford 9. And a timeout is taken here by the Lady Indians of Stanford. We're going to step away. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6.5 to go in the second quarter. Delhi 25, Stanford 9. Delhi will have the ball out of the timeout as we bring it back up the floor. Left side for Logan Bruce, finding Caitlin Finch. Delhi in control, again leading 25-9, trying to punch their tickets to the Section 4 Class D Finals on Saturday. A pass down low to Anna Post at the right low block, and she puts it up and in. Great job by Anna Post. She has 8 points. So you have Olivia Wakin with 10, Anna Post with 8, the leading scorers so far here tonight for Delhi. Michaela Lynch steps in for a long two, and she gets that to go. Makes it 27-11. Delhi back up the floor, but it's taken away here by Haley Steenlin. Steenlin on the right side. Pull-up jumper at the foul line, and she is fouled with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. 27-11. Delhi on top of Stanford. And to the line will go Haley Steenlin. Very talented senior. Went over 1,000 points earlier this year for the Lady Indians. Gets her first shot to go. She has 4 points now. It's been a great season for 1,000 point scorers. We've had 10 in our local area, Haley being one of them back in January. at a home game. And second shot is up and good here for Steenland. Steenland with 5 points now. And that cuts the lead to Delhi 27, Stanford 13, with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Finch is going to go to the bench here as she picks up a foul on that foul shot. Looks like she got tied up, and Madison Hoyt went spilling down to the floor. So Finch is going to have to sit with those three fouls. Here's the team foul situation in the second quarter. Delhi with two, Stanford with none. 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Steenland will get the ball in here after that foul. They will get to keep the ball. Steenland on the left side of the floor lost control of it, dribbled it out of bounds. She would like that one back, as we've had six turnovers so far tonight here on Stanford. That is hurt so far. It's 27-13 with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Back to the top of the key here for Nealis. Nealis will go to Bruce on the right side, down low for Anna Post. Back out Nealis, pull-up jumper, got it. Aileen Nealis has been a big spark off the bench, and she has 5 points. It's Delhi 29, Stanford 13. Steenland back up the floor, top of the key, will reverse it for Destiny Bertram. Bertram will find Melanie Hoyt on the right side. Hoyt steps in for a three, it's off the mark, and Olivia Wakin skies for a rebound. Windexes the glass, brings it back up the floor to Nealis. Nealis back for Olivia Wakin, and a reach-in foul here on Steenland. Stanford trying to do everything they can to reach in, get some steals, and try to go back the other way. That one ends up in a foul there on Haley Steenland. Here's Bruce to the high post, finds Nealis. Back for Bruce on the right wing side as Delhi goes right to left. Bruce in the paint, down low for Anna Post. Post steps across for Nealis. Step-in jumper is good for Nealis, and she has 7 points. And it's Delhi 31, Stanford 13. Long home run pass ahead here for Stanford. Shot there by Velakis is knocked away. Delhi will come up with a loose basketball. It's like a hot potato at the moment, but finally Bruce comes away with it. Back up the floor for Bruce. Down low for Anna Post. She's fouled as she goes to the rim with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. And this will be the third foul, I believe, on Madison Hoyt. And so it's her third personal, team second, with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Delhi 31, Stanford 13. And Anna Post will head to the line. So you have Olivia Wakin with 10, Anna Post with 8, Aileen Nealis with 7 so far tonight for DA. Post steps in here for the Lady Bulldogs at the line. First shot is off the front of the rim and no good. Second shot coming here for the talented junior, Anna Post. Madison Hoyt will go to the bench. And coming back in will be Velakis, as well as Katrina Alexander here for Stanford. Post, second shot coming. Gets this one. No, it'll hit the front of the rim. It's off the mark and no good. And now a reach-in foul on Post as she was trying to chase down that shot. Tried to follow her own shot there and got called for a reach-in. And so with 4:40 to go in the second quarter, it's Delhi 31, Stanford 13. Stanford will bring the ball up the floor. They go to Haley Steenland on the right side. Steenland gets across the half-court timeline looking for some options. Steenland zips one down low. Turnaround shot here for Melanie Hoyt is good. She's got 4 points, and it's 31-15 with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Here is Bruce on the right side. Bruce goes back to Nealis at the top of the key. And now here for Bruce. Bruce dishes one into the corner now for Anna Post. Back to Nealis. Pull-up jumper for Nealis is good. She can't miss. And she's got 9 points. Another weapon added into this DA arsenal. Delhi 33, Stanford 15. 3:55 to go, second quarter. Across the half-court timeline for Haley Steenland. Steenland back for Hoyt. Mel will get it back to Haley Steenland for the straightaway three-pointer. It's off the left side of the rim and no good. A rebound here for DA. Bruce will bring it up the floor. Home run pass ahead for Olivia Wakin is too tall for her and out of bounds. And so Stanford will get the ball back with 3:40 to go, second quarter. Delhi 33, Stanford 15 here in the second quarter. The Section 4 Class D Girls Semifinals live from SUNY Oneonta. Stanford from the Delaware League and the Lady Bulldogs of Delhi from the MAC. Both teams made it to their respective league championships, but then fell in those contests. Stanford lost to South Courtright. Delhi losing to Bainbridge-Guilford. 3:18 to go in the second quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds by D.A. Stanford will hold on to it. Michaela Lynch will come back in here for Stanford, and heading to the bench will be Elizabeth Velakis for the Lady Indians. Steenland with a shot in the right wing corner. It's off the mark. And ahead now for Olivia Wakin, and she just gets back quickly in transition, gets all alone and in for a layup, and she gets it to go. She's got 12 points. Delhi 35, Stanford 15 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Top of the key now for Haley Steenland with a bounce pass to the far side, intercepted by Anna Post. Post will chase it down, but it rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Stanford. Great hustle play there by Anna Post to try to chase that thing down, but it just had too much of a head of steam on it and rolled out of bounds. Steenland's going to go to the bench to get a quick breather here. And checking into the ballgame will be Skylar Schaefer again with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 35, Stanford 15. And now a steal by Olivia Wakin. Another sloppy pass from Stanford. Wakin's going to take it all the way to the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, for Stanford. They'll bring it back up the floor here with Bertram. Bertram puts on the brakes. Another steal by Logan Bruce as she intercepted a pass. Bruce on the left side to the foul line. Goes back to Nealis, who takes it in, and she'll travel with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Delhi 35, Stanford 15. And it looks like we'll have a timeout taken here by Lonnie Dickerson, head coach for the Stanford Lady Indians. Again, Delhi 35, Stanford 15. We'll be right back late in the second quarter here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 2.5 to go. Second quarter. Nate Lull with you live tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Delhi girls leading Stanford 35-15. Ball tipped out of bounds. It will stay with the Lady Indians as they are going left to right on your radio dial. They have in their own offensive end of the floor. 2:10 to go before the halftime break. Make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Stanford will look to get it in, and they'll go to Bertram. Bertram's pass is intercepted, ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Possession arrow is going to give it back to D.A. And the Lady Bulldogs look like they are on a mission here tonight. They have been playing very, very good basketball with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Delhi 35, Stanford 15. Right side of the floor now for Logan Bruce. She will reverse it to the near side here for Chella Schnabel. Schnabel to the high post for Julia Burns. Everybody's getting in this first half so far for DA. This one is intercepted. Stanford back up the floor here with Destiny Bertram. Bertram to the right side for Michaela Lynch. Lynch back to the top of the key with 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Now into the corner for Lynch again. Lynch down low. Turnaround shot here for Hoyt is off the mark. Lynch with a rebound, tosses it up. It's blocked by Caroline Grace. Stanford holding on to possession, though, but we'll have a traveling violation on Katrina Alexander, who was able to pick up that rebound but then shuffled her feet. So that's 10 turnovers here for Stanford in the first half so far with 1.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Delhi 35, Stanford 15. Logan Bruce ticking some time off the clock. The gym is eerily quiet here at SUNY Oneonta as Delhi has just put their stamp on this game early in the game. Logan Bruce to the left side. We'll find Julia Burns. Burns whips one back across and to the high post for Caroline Grace. Down low, Sophia Wakin. Turnaround shot won't go. Rebound for Burns. Tries to put it up. Tapped out of there. Sophia Wakin gets it back. Across for Schnabel. She puts it up. Now again here for Caroline Grace. Her shot won't go. And finally, Melanie Hoyt is able to sky for a rebound. With 45 seconds to go in the second quarter, Hoyt will dump one off here for Lynch. Lynch back across and into the corner now for Katrina Alexander. Her shot is blocked. Ball loose on the floor. Alexander comes up with it with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Lynch with the shot here. Back out for Bertram. Bertram with the jumper. It won't go. And Bertram, with a rebound, comes down with it, and a jump ball possession arrow will stay with Stanford. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes here. 30 seconds to go in the first half with the score Delhi 35 and Stanford 15. We'll break down this first half. We'll talk about the other games that have happened tonight in Class C and D and make sure you're all up to date. Bertram will get it in, finds Michaela Lynch at the top of the key. Lynch back near midcourt, scoops it up. Now it's taken away here by Julia Burns. Burns is off to the races for DA. She can't get the shot to go, but she's fouled with 21 seconds to go in the second quarter. And again, it's Delhi 35, Stanford 15. And so Julia Burns, the senior wearing number 21, will step to the charity stripe here for the Lady Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs ranked number 2 in this week's New York State Sports Writers poll for Class D girls teams. Stanford is also in the top 20. So both these teams have been state ranked for most of the season, but just goes to show Delhi is on a very hot streak tonight as they have a big-time lead here over Stanford. 20 seconds to go in this second quarter. Second shot coming for Burns. It's good. So Julia Burns with 1 point. And it's Delhi 36, Stanford 15. Back up the floor here for the Lady Indians. Right side for Bertram. Bertram into the corner, looking for a shot with 10 seconds left. Closely guarded by Meredith Mabel. Bertram with a pull-up jumper. It's off the mark. Rebound here for DA. Scooped up by Burns. Burns back up the floor, but they're going to run out of time. And our halftime score is Delhi 36, Stanford 15. We'll be right back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. The top seed looking very, very strong tonight for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Again, leading Stanford, the 4 seed, 36-15 at the break. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company are Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. It's time now for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score is 1-seed Delhi leading 4-seed Stanford 36-15. It's been a dominating performance so far tonight by the DA Lady Bulldogs. If they win here tonight, they will be taking on 2-seed Southern Cayuga on Saturday as they downed 3-seed South Courtright earlier tonight, 46-36, behind 15 points from Brooke Walter and 13 points from Katie Kopp. Scorers for South Courtright tonight, they had 11 from Aislinn Brunson, 8 apiece from Anna Reinshagen and Jordan Finch, 7 from Bella DuBois. So a tough loss for the Lady Rams there tonight in the semifinals. Let's go through our scoring summary here in the first half. Stanford is led by 5 points from Haley Steenlin, 4 from Michaela Lynch, 4 from Melanie Hoyt, and 2 from Madison Hoyt. Both Hoyt sisters are in a little bit of foul trouble. Melanie with 2, Madison with 3. So they're going to have to be careful in the second half for Stanford. Very balanced and even scoring on the other side for DA. 12 points from Olivia Wakin, 9 from Aileen Nealis, who's been playing great off the bench recently for the Lady Bulldogs, 8 from Anna Post, and then 2 apiece from Logan Bruce and Brenna Gioffi and Sophia Wakin, and then 1 point from the foul line for Julia Burns. So DA is just clicking on all cylinders right now, and they will have 17 turnovers, Stanford did in the first half, and that's really been killer. That press and all the pressure, the man-to-man defense that Delhi just throws in your face, that is certainly hard to deal with. Stanford learning that very quickly here in the first half. Again, our halftime score, Delhi leading Stanford 36-15 here live from SUNY Oneonta tonight. Let's get you a quick update from Class C. It was BG defeating Green 47-34, so BG will move back to the championship game in Class C, and they'll play the winner of Moravia and Watkins Glen. And listen to this, folks. Watkins Glen is ahead of Moravia 39-10 at halftime. Moravia, the 2-seed, Watkins Glen, the 3-seed. So it looks like if that score holds true, it could be BG taking on Watkins Glen again in the championship contest as it was last year. It was a 39-37 score, I believe, last year when Watkins Glen took down Bainbridge Guilford in that championship game, and then Watkins Glen went on a Cinderella run and got all the way to the state championship and then capped it off with a state championship victory for the Lady Senecas last year. And boy, I think that just left a bad taste in BG's mouth. You know, we played that game really hard and you know, just couldn't come out on top. It came down to some late free throw shooting. Watkins Glen made theirs and had some chances at the line, and they were able to seal it off. So I'm sure BG would love to have another chance at Watkins Glen. That game will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at SUNY Cortland. And then the UV boys will be taking on, they'll be taking on Tioga, the 4-seed, UV, the 7-seed. That game will be at 3 o'clock from SUNY Cortland in Class C action on Sunday. And then the games here on Saturday, the girls will be at 4, the boys will be at 6. We'll see if this weather has any effect on things. I know that the games for C and D, which are the games that we're covering, will be on Saturday and Sunday, and it looks like that storm would be primarily Thursday and Friday. But make sure you check back to WCDOsports.com. If there are any changes, we would certainly let you know on our Twitter page on the right side of WCDOsports.com. It's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report live here from SUNY Oneonta. Our halftime score, the Delhi girls leading Stanford 36-15. We'll be right back, and we'll talk some more and break things down as we get set for the second half on CDL.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, live here from SUNY Oneonta. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. The Delhi girls looking very strong here in the first half. They hold a 36-15 lead over the Stanford Lady Indians as we get set for the start of the second half. If this score holds true, we would have the 1 seed and the 2 seed facing off on Saturday in the championship game, with 1 seed Delhi taking on 2 seed Southern Cayuga. That's if this score holds true. Still a lot of basketball left to be played here between Delhi and Stanford. The boys' game will be Newfield, who's the 1 seed, and South Courtright, who is the 2 seed. Those games happened here last night at SUNY Oneonta. I thought the best game of the night was GMU boys and South Courtright. That came right down to the last couple of minutes, with South Courtright holding on to win 52-46. GMU was down, I'd say, 6 or 7 points late in that game, and they were able to make a really nice comeback, tied up at 46, and then just couldn't get over the hump. As South Courtright, you know, whether it's soccer or basketball or baseball, they just have a lot of big game experience, and I thought that helped them push through last night in that boys' contest to get some big buckets late to hold off GMU to win and move on to the championship game. And, you know, South Courtright, the boys have to be pretty excited. They got knocked out in the semifinals last year by Newfield, and there was a quote in the Daily Star today from Aaron Kaufman, head coach for SK, saying, you know, that's been one of our goals all season, believe it or not, is to have another chance at Newfield. And so they got their wish for the championship game on Saturday right back here at SUNY Oneonta at 6 o'clock. In case you're coming over to those games, the girls will be at 4, the boys will be at 6, and they're doing the Section 4 Hall of Fame inductions in between the two games. Now, if you're a Hall of Fame inductee, you have the choice of either being inducted down in the arena at those games in Binghamton, or you can do it here. There are a couple of participants who will be doing it here at SUNY Oneonta during Saturday's game. So that'll be between the girls' game and the boys' game on Saturday. So very big honor for the Section 4 Hall of Fame, and there's a lot of local talent that's getting in this season. So that's great, because, you know, it's one of those things, you have to put a whole resume together and someone has to submit you letters of recommendation, the whole nine yards. And so you really have the stats to get in. Once the committee meets and gets together to talk about it, it's one of those things that you can't just be an average player. You have had to have had a great career, and a lot of times it's going to take having a career across 3 sports or at least 2, where you've put in some big-time numbers, because there's a lot of terrific athletes in our area. So, and you're also trying to get in based against athletes from other parts of the section, including AA schools and A and B. I mean, they're all put into one melting pot, and they can only take so many every year, so you really need to have some big-time numbers. And so it's always exciting when we have a good group going in like we will this year, and I'll make sure that I post all those names on Twitter, everybody who's getting in from our local area, and we'll talk about it on Saturday, of course, during the break between the two games when they do the Section 4 Hall of Fame induction. All right, our halftime score, Delhi 36, Stanford 15. Stanford girls trailing Delhi here, and we'll see what they can do in the second half to try to get back into this ball game. I'm Nate Lowe. Second half coming up at the Section 4 Class D girls semis on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back as we start the second half. The Delhi girls leading Stanford 36-15. I'm Nate Lull here on CDO. Here is Gioffi passing it down low for Anna Post, who's in the paint. She'll kick one over for Caitlin Finch. Pull-up jumper for Finch is good. Finch, actually her first basket of the evening, makes it 38-15. The Delhi girls on top of Stanford. Stanford now going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the purple uniforms with the white trim. Delhi's in the home whites with the maroon trim here to start the second half. Here is Bertram. Gets one back for Steenland in the right side corner. Now up top here for Melanie Hoyt. She is fouled by Anna Post. We'll have a whistle with 7:10 to go in the third. It's Delhi 38 and Stanford 15. That's the second personal foul on Posty and the first personal foul on Delhi here, or team foul, I should say, in the second half. Here is Bertram. Bertram will go back up here to Melanie Hoyt. Hoyt at the foul line will go back to Steenland at the top of the key. Closely guarded here by Logan Bruce. Delhi has done a good job of trying to lock up Steenland so far tonight. Only 5 points in the first half. Melanie Hoyt, turnaround shot, banks it off the glass and in. Good shot by Melanie Hoyt. She has 6 points, and it's Delhi 38, Stanford 17. Quickly in transition, Delhi ahead, but it's taken away here by Madison Hoyt. Back up the floor, but Wakin comes in, steals it from her from behind, and now gets it back to Logan Bruce with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Bruce at the top of the key. Chest pass far side for Caitlin Finch. Now back for Bruce. Little give and go back to Finch as they set the offense up. Finch playing with three fouls. She'll have to be careful here for DA. They'll go to Logan Bruce in the corner for Anna Post. Post back up to Finch at the top of the key. Finch will dish one off here for Post. Up off the glass and good for Anna Post off the feed there from Caitlin Finch. Makes it Delhi 40, Stanford 17 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor for Melanie Hoyt. Hoyt holding on to it. Now we'll give one for Destiny Bertram. Bertram on the right side for Elizabeth Velakis. Velakis dribble drive down low at the right low block. Lost control of it. Ball loose on the floor. Scooped up here by Logan Bruce. Bruce will bring it ahead across the half-court timeline. Bruce into the paint. Dishes off down low for Posty. Anna Post puts it up and in. Finishes it off, and she's got 12 points. Delhi 42, Stanford 17, with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Steenland across the half-court timeline. Steenland at midcourt looking for options here for the Lady Indians. Steenland, dribble drive left side as Stanford goes right to left to the high post now for Bertram and to the far side for Velakis. Velakis back out for Madison Hoyt. Her 20-foot jumper is off the mark and a rebound for D.A. Quickly back up the floor for Olivia Wakin. Wakin looking for options. Skip pass across for Caitlin Finch with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now inside for Gioffi. Lost control of it as she tried to pass it down low for Anna Post. Knocked out of bounds. Goes back to Stanford. Again, with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, it is Delhi 42, Stanford 17. Lady Indians will get the ball back. Bertram will walk it up the floor here, one of the seniors for this Stanford team. Now go to the left side here for Michaela Lynch, just a freshman. Back for Steenland. Steenland for Lynch. Thought about a three-pointer. Passes to the inside for Hoyt. Hoyt at the foul line, looking for options. Will now go back here for Lynch. Lynch for Steenland. Steenland with the running jumper in the paint. She's fouled, then we'll head to the charity stripe. With 4:35 to go in the third quarter, it's Delhi 42 and Stanford 17. So Steenland will step to the line here and will shoot two shots. Steenland with 5 points and Melanie Hoyt with 6 so far to lead the Stanford Lady Indians. First shot for Steenland is up and good. So she has 6 points. Second shot coming here for Steenland. It's Delhi 42, Stanford 18. Section 4 Class D girls semifinals. As Steenland goes 2 for 2, she now has 7 points. Winner will play Southern Cayuga in the championship game on Saturday. Left side of the floor here for Caitlin Finch. Now back up for Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce holding on to it for Finch in the corner. Dials up a three-pointer. Got it. Caitlin Finch from downtown now has 5 points. And it is Delhi 45 and Stanford 19 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor for Velakis, and it's knocked out of bounds. Wakin was able to get a piece of it there. And so it'll stay with Stanford in their own offensive end of the court. With 4:10 to go, third quarter, Delhi 45, Stanford 19. Haley Steenland will inbound the basketball, and they'll go to McAuliffe, who's back in the game. McAuliffe down low for Mel Hoyt. Melanie with a turnaround shot here. Now we'll have to just knock it off the leg there of Brenna Gioffi. Looked like Hoyt was going to take the shot, but then Gioffi had good defensive position on her. Was able to push her towards the baseline, so she had to throw it off her knee and out of bounds. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, Delhi 45, Stanford 19. Steenland underneath the basket. We'll get it into the right side for McAuliffe. Back to Steenland outside the three-point line. We'll look to feed one up here for Michaela Lynch. The freshman down low looking for Melanie Hoyt. It was tipped away. Delhi comes up with the basketball to the right side for Olivia Wakin. Wakin with a dribble drive across for Logan Bruce. Bruce tried to feed one back to Wakin, but it hit off the foot there of Stanford's Madison Hoyt. And out of play. With 3:40 to go, third quarter, Delhi leads Stanford 45-19 in the Section 4 Class D semifinals here tonight live from Suco. Bruce on an inbounds play finds Anna Post, who's rejected there by Melody Hoyt. The 6'1" center is able to send that one to the far side of the court. Haley Steenland will pick it up, and she's immediately fouled by Logan Bruce on a little reach-in. Bruce playing some tight defense there for Delhi and just got a little bit too much of the wrist there of Haley Steenland. So Delhi will back off on defense. Still playing tight man-to-man, but they'll meet him at half court. Here is Stanford going right to left now with 3:20 to go in the third. They go to Steenland, has her pocket picked this time by Logan Bruce. Out of bounds, Lynch tried to save it, had her foot on the line, and so it'll go back to Delhi. Again with 3:20 to go in the third. It's Delhi 45 and Stanford 19. Right side of the floor here for Olivia Wakin. Stops. We'll give it to Anna Post. Kicks one out, and we'll have a 3-second violation on Gioffi with 3:10 to go in the third. Delhi's going to take a timeout to try to regroup here with head coach Todd Bruce. Delhi 45, Stanford 19. Midway through the third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:10 to go in the third quarter. Delhi 45, Stanford 19. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO. Our web stream is also courtesy of SFCU at WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. You can always go back to our game audio archive and listen to any game we've done on the radio this year. That's also sponsored by SFCU, so a big thank you to them. That's available on WCDOsports.com. Just click on the Game Audio Archive tab. And we have games from prior years in there as well. So that's a free download anytime you want on WCDOsports.com. Back underway, Stanford with the basketball, but they immediately lose it out of bounds. Steenland, a little miscommunication there with Lynch. They went shoulder to shoulder. Ball popped free and out of bounds, and it will go back to Delhi. Delhi going to the bench here as Reagan Brockie will check in, as well as Hannah Baxter. So the starters that are still on the floor are Finch, Post, and Gioffi here for Delhi. Bruce and Wakin head to the bench to get a little breather. With 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor now for Caitlin Finch. Finch looking for options, passes down low for Anna Post. The shot is off the mark, but she's fouled. And we'll go to the charity stripe here with 2.5 to go in the third. And the score, Delhi 45, Stanford 19. So at this point in the game, and I know there's a lot of basketball left to be played, if Delhi was able to win this contest, they would move on to take on Southern Cayuga on Saturday. So in a post to the line, first shot is up and off the front of the rim and no good. Will be interesting to see how the weather affects this, as it looks like a storm could roll in. And looking at the National Weather Service that we communicate with here at CDO, as Post goes for the second shot, that's off the mark and no good. Stanford with a rebound. They're calling for anywhere from 8 to 12 inches. It's all going to depend on how the weather blows through the area. And so we could have much less. So we're just going to have to see. Time will tell. And we'll see if that has any effect on the games on Saturday here at SUNY Oneonta. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. Stanford with the basketball. Here is Mel Hoyt. Hoyt on the baseline. And did she step on it? Yes, she did. 2:05 to go in the third. Ball out of bounds goes back to Delhi. Melanie Hoyt came up last year as an 8th grader. Now she's a 9th grader. Great young local talent. Probably about 6'1". Her older sister Madison is a junior who's probably about 6 foot. But Mel certainly has a ton of potential in the future. Very smooth near the basket. Great footwork for being in 9th grade. As we have a jump ball here, as Delhi brought it down into their own offensive end of the floor. Little jump ball, turnover. We'll give it back to Stanford with 1:50 to go in the third quarter. But Mel certainly is worth watching if you haven't seen her in person yet. Hopefully you can catch her over the next couple of years. Haley Steenman with a straightaway three here for Stanford, trying to get them back in the game. It's off the back of the rim, and a rebound for DA. They'll bring it back up the floor. Right side for Caitlin Finch. Finch looking for options. Finch to the top of the key. Well, now find Brockie. Brockie back for Finch on the left side with 1:25 to go, third quarter. Finch to the high post. Now for Caroline Grace down low. Ball rolled out of bounds off her foot. Actually, no, they're going to say it was last touched by Stanford, so it will stay Delhi ball. Finch will inbound it on the baseline in the Delhi offensive end of the floor. Bulldogs looking to get it in. They quickly will here to Hannah Baxter. She dribbles into the paint, lost control of it. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by Delhi. They go back out to Finch. Finch is fouled on a reach-in by Steenland with 1:15 to go, third quarter. It has just not been Stanford's night on the offensive end of the floor. The Delhi defense is very disruptive, man-to-man. Just so many athletes that Delhi can throw at you, it can be difficult. Finch is going to go to the bench. Meredith Mabel now will check in, the junior here for Delaware Academy. Mabel will get into the paint, pulls up for a jumper, no good. Melody Hoyt with a rebound and an outlet pass here to Haley Steenland. With 1 minute to go in the third quarter, it's Delhi 45 and Stanford 19. Steenland into the paint, and she's fouled. Let's see who this is on. looks like it'll be on Meredith Mabel, her first and the team's fourth. Lynch will inbound the basketball on the left side for Stanford as they go right to left. And they'll get it to Steenland in the backcourt. Steenland quickly to the right side, gets into the paint, passes one down low, intercepted, picked off by D.A., and they'll bring it back up the floor. Here is Brocky across the midcourt timeline. Now ahead for Hannah Baxter. Baxter tries to skip it across the top of the defense, went right through the hands there of Michaela Lynch and out of bounds. Probably should have been an easy steal there for Stanford, but Lynch just couldn't hold on, and it popped free. With 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter, it's Delhi 45, Stanford 19. Right side for Baxter. Baxter will reverse to the left side. Here for Caroline Grace. Grace will dump one off for Wakin. Back over for Baxter. Her shot is off the mark. No good. Ball rolls out of bounds and will stay with DA with 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. DA will inbound the basketball here once again. They'll find Sophia Wakin, who puts it up. Shot was blocked. Goes right into the hands of Caroline Grace, who's able to finish it off. So Caroline Grace makes it 47-19 with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Haley Steenland, left side, top of the key. Now back for Madison Hoyt on the right side. We'll look to pass it down low for Melanie Hoyt. And she is fouled as she takes it to the rim on the right low block with 12.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the freshman, Melanie Hoyt, will head to the line with 6 points. And so Hoyt will step to the line here to shoot two for the Lady Indians. First shot coming for Hoyt is good. So Hoyt now with 7 points. That's tied with Haley Steenland for the team high. 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Delhi 47 and Stanford 20. Second shot coming here for Melanie Hoyt. Had a fantastic season. Won a couple of our awards, too, for WCDO. As Hoyt gets the second one to go, she goes 2 for 2. She's got 8 points. Delhi quickly back up the floor in transition. Here is Meredith Mabel. Mabel to the high post for Caroline Grace. Down low, Sophia Wakin can't get the shot to go. Caroline Grace with another rebound back out for Mabel. Mabel to the near side, but she runs out of time before she can get the shot off. Three quarters in the books. It's Delhi 47, Stanford 21. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on WCDO. 23 turnovers for Stanford. That has really spelled their demise so far in this ball game, as it's top-seeded Delhi, the Delhi Lady Bulldogs leading Stanford 47-21. As we start the fourth quarter here live from SUNY Oneonta. Winner will take on two-seed Southern Cayuga, who defeated number 3, South Courtright, earlier tonight. I think a lot of people thought maybe SK would win that game, but instead it was Southern Cayuga coming out on top. Here's Destiny Bertram for 3 on the right wing side for Stanford, 47-24. She says not so fast. Back the other way quickly here for DA. Hannah Baxter with a shot. That's off the mark. Rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with the Bulldogs. As we are in the home stretch now. Delhi on top of Stanford. 47-24. Again, we're in the home stretch. Olivia Wakin and Anna Post with 12 points each for DA. As they'll pass it in down low to Julia Burns. She'll put it up and in here for Delhi. 49-24. Delhi on top. Right side of the floor now for Bertram. Bertram back to the top of the key for Velakis. Velakis will get it to the high post here for Melanie Hoyt. Hoyt down low will look for Katrina Alexander. Alexander on the floor, stepped out of bounds. It's going to go back to DA with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Again, championship times here on Saturday will be 4 o'clock for the girls' contest and 6 o'clock for the boys. If you're looking for the Class C times on Sunday, those games will be at SUNY Cortland, 1 o'clock for the girls, 3 o'clock for the boys. Delhi with the basketball, but this will be Chella Schnabel losing control. Stanford will bring it back up the floor with 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi 49, Stanford 24. Right side of the floor for Katrina Alexander. Back up to Melanie Hoyt straight away. Hoyt to the foul line. Tried to pass one off here, and we'll have a whistle. See who the foul is on for Delhi as Hoyt was looking to pass one down low to Velakis. Foul will be on Burns, her first, team's first. In the girls' game now, they reset the fouls every quarter, so that is the first foul on Delhi in the fourth quarter. None on Stanford. As 6:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stanford with the basketball up near midcourt. They lost it out of bounds. It's going to go back to DA. A little miscommunication there between Alexander and Velakis. Nobody went for the ball. Both thought the other person was going to go for it, so it rolled right out of bounds and back to DA. So left side of the floor here for Delhi. They'll bring it up. Passing one down low to Hannah Baxter, and she's fouled and will go to the line with 6:25 to go here in this fourth quarter. It's been a great two nights here at SUNY Oneonta. Great crowds. Crowd is pretty quiet at the moment here with Delhi leading by this margin, 49-24, but it's been loud and exciting in here the last two nights. Baxter, first shot is up and good. So Hannah Baxter gets to go. 10 girls have scored so far tonight here for DA, as Todd Bruce has really played pretty much everybody on his bench. Yes, he has. As I look over at the bench, he's gotten everybody in the ball game. As the second shot for Hannah Baxter is up and good. I think even the JV call-ups have gotten into the game here tonight. Left side of the floor here for Katrina Alexander. That's such a good experience, too, to get on this stage, get in the on the floor, get in the game, and see what you feel like. Gets rid of some of those nerves. Foul on the floor as Steenland tried to take it to the basket on the left wing side. This will be a foul on Burns, her second, team's second. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi 51, Stanford 24. Delhi the one seed, Stanford the four seed. Now we'll have another foul here on Delaware Academy on Chella Schnabel as Stanford tried to take it into the paint with Steenland. Got a little chest bump there, and we'll have another whistle. So first foul there on Schnabel. And that's her first, team's third. Top of the key here for Steenland. Wants a deep three here for Stanford and got it. Haley Steenland from downtown. She's the first Lady Indian into double figures, and she's got 10 points. That's 51-27. Left side of the floor now for DA as they go left to right on your radio dial. Here's Nealis, a pull-up jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. Scooped up by Haley Steenland. She'll bring it back up the floor. Steenland on the left side, wants another three-pointer, tosses this one up, left it short, ball sails out of bounds as it draws air, and it'll go back to DA with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Actually, no, it looks like it might stay here, last touched by Delhi as they were going for the rebound. So Delhi 51, Stanford 27. Here's Steenland with a great pass into the interior, finishing it off as Madison Hoyt with 4 points now, and it's 51-29. Great look there from Steenland. 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi 51, Stanford 29. Here's Schnabel on the right side. Goes to Nealis at the top of the key. Nealis goes back for Schnabel as those two do a little give and go. Back to Nealis for three on the far side. So Nealis has 12 points. Wakin and Post have 12 points. So that's three players in double figures for DA. And I tell you, Nealis has been great off the bench, the junior here for the Lady Bulldogs the last couple of weeks, but especially tonight. Shot here from Bertram, gets her own rebound. We'll dish it inside for Katrina Alexander. Back out Steenland straight away again for three. It's off the mark. A rebound here for Delaware Academy. Through the hands of Julia Burns, though, and out of play. And this one will go back to Stanford with 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi 54, Stanford 29. Steenland will inbound the basketball on the left wing side. And Steenland will look for the options that she has. She'll go to Melanie Hoyt in the backcourt. No, stolen away here by Sophia Wakin. Wakin tries to go coast to coast. Can't get it, as Melanie Hoyt did a great job to chase her all the way back, blocked the shot, and then was fouled as D.A. tried to sneak back to steal it away. And we'll have a whistle. Foul is on Sophia Wakin, her second, team's fourth. Update on the team foul situation. Four for Delhi, one for Stanford, with 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's Steenland across the Red Dragon logo at midcourt on the right side. Steenland into the high post area, lost control of it. Wakin was there for a steal. Sophia Wakin, younger sister of Olivia, will bring it back up the floor. Mabel will pass one down low for Sophia Wakin here. Lost control of it, but Delhi comes out of there with Aileen Nealis. Coach Bruce has seen enough. He wants to talk things over and slow it down here. With 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's Delhi 54, Stanford 29. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Frazier Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Stanford with the ball out of the timeout. Ball is tipped out of bounds here underneath the Stanford hoop. Looks like it'll stay with the Lady Indians here. Again, exactly 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's Delhi leading Stanford 54-29 in the Section 4 Class D Girls semifinals here tonight, live from SUNY Oneonta. I'm Nate Lowe. Don't turn that dial. Keep it here. We'll keep you posted the rest of the way. Winner of this game will take on number 2 Southern Cayuga in the championship game on Saturday. Stanford gets the ball into Mel Hoyt. She finishes it off here. She's into double figures with 10 points. And it's 54-31 with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Southern Cayuga defeated SK earlier tonight, 46-36. Much closer game than that score indicates. It was back and forth the whole way. Bulldogs with a pull-up jumper here on the right wing side. It's no good. Caroline Grace with a rebound off the miss there from Reagan Brocky. And Stanford will finally come down with it as Hoyt will take it away from Caroline Grace. Hoyt will dribble it down the floor. Madison will find Melody. Can't get the shot to go. Right back into the hands of Madison. She'll kick one out for Bertram. Tries a long three. Sails out of bounds. And we'll go back to Delhi. Score update from that Class C game. Watkins Glen 49, Moravia 27. Winner of that game will take on Bainbridge Guilford in the Class C championship game on Sunday at SUNY Cortland. Watkins Glen, the 3 seed, Moravia, the 2 seed. They got off to a terrible start. Watkins Glen was ahead 34-10 at halftime. I've heard that Moravia is a team that lives and dies by the 3, so maybe it came back to bite them tonight there against Watkins Glen. Stanford with a steal now as D.A. brings it up the floor. Bertram will gather it up left side of the floor for Michaela Lynch. Lynch at the top of the key will go far side for Haley Steenland with 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. Down low for Mel Hoyt, up off the glass and good. And Melanie Hoyt now has 12 points, and it's 54-33 with 2.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor here for Nealis. Nealis from Meredith Mabel. Mabel gets it back, looking for options, reverses to the far side. Now for Reagan Brocky. Brocky bounce pass into the corner for Nealis. Down low for Sophia Wakin. Up and in. So Sophia Wakin now with 4 points. And it's Delhi 56, Stanford 33. With 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter. There's Bertram across the midcourt timeline. She's double-teamed. And it looks like a timeout will be taken here by Stanford. No. Just knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Delhi. Thought head coach Lonnie Nickerson was maybe trying to bail Bertram out there and call a timeout. Said it was tipped out of bounds, last touch by Delhi, stays with Stanford. With 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here, live from SUNY Oneonta. Ball to the high post for Stanford. The lock is back out for Mel Hoyt. Straight away, three skims off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded back up the floor here for Meredith Mabel. Ahead now for Nealis. Nealis backs it out, looks to use some clock, skips it across the top of the zone for Reagan Brocky. The jumper is good. Reagan Brocky becomes the 11th DA Lady Bulldog to put her name in the scorebook tonight, and it's 58-33 with a minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. Streaking down the left side here is Velakis for Stanford to the left low block. Velakis with a bounce pass to the far side, was trying to connect there with Skylar Schaefer, but it's intercepted by DA. They'll bring it back up the floor as we come up on a minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor for Nealis. Nealis will find Brocky at the top of the key. Back for Nealis. Looking for options. Steenland on her on defense. Good pick and roll here by D.A. They'll shuffle it across to the near side, and Sophia Wakin couldn't hold on to the hot potato, and it bounces out of bounds. Otherwise, she would have had a wide open layup. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll go through our final scoring summary from tonight's contest to let you know how many points each player finished with. A minute to go in the fourth quarter. Again, Delhi leading 58-33. Straightaway three-pointer here for Steenland is no good. Melanie Hoyt with a rebound, lost control of it. Ball is scooped up here by DA, and they'll bring it up the floor, but we'll have a foul, I believe, on Destiny Bertram. No, this one will actually be on Melanie Hoyt with 50 seconds to go. Hoyt's fourth and the team's second. So Delhi will go back to the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game for the third straight year. They have lost 2 years in a row. 2 years ago, they lost to Milford. Last year, losing to South Courtright. So trying to find that elusive victory this year as they will take on Southern Cayuga. Stanford with a steal at midcourt, and Destiny Bertram will bring it back up the floor. Bertram across the midcourt timeline finds Madison Hoyt. Into the corner now, they'll work it around, back for Steenland with 25 seconds to go. Steenland with a pull-up three-pointer, it's off the mark. Ball rolls out of bounds, going to go back to DA with 21 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The end of a terrific career for Haley Steenland. Again, I said it earlier, she joined the 1,000 career point club for Stanford earlier this year. Hate to see it come to an end for her with 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi just too much tonight. 10 seconds left. They lead 58-33. There's Brocky finding Julia Burns for a pull-up jumper. Got it. Julia Burns with 5 points. 5 seconds left. And this will be Steenland at midcourt with a half-court heave at the buzzer. It's no good. Our final score, Delhi 60, Stanford 33. The Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game is set. Delhi will take on Southern Cayuga. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. It's the post-game show. Nate Law with you here on WCDO. Our final tonight, one-seed Delhi defeats four-seed Stanford 60-33 to advance to the Girls Section 4 Class D Championship game on Saturday. The Lady Bulldogs will take on Southern Cayuga for the title. That game will be at 4 o'clock right back here at SUNY Oneonta on Saturday. Let's quickly wrap things up here. We'll go through the scoring summary for Stanford. 12 points for Melody Hoyt, 10 points for Haley Steenland, 4 points for Madison Hoyt and Michaela Lynch, 3 points for Destiny Bertram tonight. So the high scores for Stanford, 12 for Melody Hoyt, 10 for Haley Steenland. On the other side for DA, 12 points apiece for Aileen Nealis, Olivia Wakin, and Anna Post, followed then by 5 points apiece from Caitlin Finch and Julia Burns, and then it was some very even scoring across the board. Four points from Sophia Wakin, 2 apiece from Caroline Grace, Brenna Gioffi, Reagan Brocky, as well as Logan Bruce and Hannah Baxter. Logan Bruce only with 2 points tonight, but boy, she did a little bit of everything here tonight for DA. So 60-33, our final score. Again, Delhi defeating Stanford. Let's go through our 3 awards here to wrap things up tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Let's give that to Aileen Nealis tonight from Delhi, 12 points. I just thought she was a great spark off the bench, as she has been for the last couple of weeks. She just continues to find a way to get it done, and 12 points here tonight, well-deserving of our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up, it's the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We will give that tonight to Olivia Wakin. She finishes with 12 points for Delhi, but I thought she got a lot of those points off some good steals in the second quarter, which really blew this game wide open. So we'll give Olivia Wakin our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Haley Steenland, 10 points from Stanford. Her last game as a senior here, last game in a uniform for the Stanford Lady Indians. She's been a pleasure to watch over the last couple of years, as we said earlier. Joined the 1,000 Career Point Club this year and just does a great job. So Haley will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight, and we wish her well in the future. I know she's looking at playing some college ball, and we'll definitely keep you updated on that for sure. So again, our final score, Delhi, the one seed, knocks off four seed Stanford 60-33, and they'll play Southern Cayuga in the championship game on Saturday at 4 o'clock. We will be here for the boys and the girls games on Saturday in Class D. And then on Sunday, up in SUNY Cortland, we'll be there for the boys and the girls games as well. Sunday, a 1 o'clock tip-off for the girls, 3 o'clock for the boys, and BG will be playing Watkins Glen, who wins 64-30 tonight over Moravia. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. He's always a great in-game producer. We appreciate all the time he puts in during basketball season, football season as well. And he'll be back here on Saturday and Sunday with us, too. So it's going to be a fun weekend ahead of high school hoops, and we'll hope the weather doesn't mess that all up. So make sure you stay tuned on those weather updates with Rob Ray in the morning as well. Delhi 60, Stanford 33, that's our final. Have a great night. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll see you this weekend on CDO Sports.